And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
What a friend we have in Jesus. That's the Cluster Pluckers. That was recorded in 1995. And the Cluster Pluckers are Margaret Bailey, Chris Ballinger, Dale Ballinger, and Mark Howard. And that's a mighty fine rendition of that old tune, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you tuning in to be with us. Hope you'll do it every time that you possibly can. And how about sharing the news? Tell a friend, tell a neighbor also to tune in and be with us. Let me encourage you to support the radio station where you hear this program aired. I encourage you to do that. Make sure that you give them a call. Make sure you and thank them for airing It's Gospel Time. And also, they would be very ready to receive a donation to help with the expenses of the ministry of the radio station. And radio ministering is not cheap. So if you'd like to help us, you can do that. But I for sure want you to help the radio station where you hear these programs. And I'd appreciate that. My address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Many of you have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. And it's got pictures and those things in there. And it's $10. That does include the postage. And when you send the little note with your payment of cash, check, or money order, you make sure you want the book and make sure we can read the address that you want it mailed to, wherever you want it mailed, make sure you can read that. $10, and we'll mail you the book. If you'd like to help with the ministry of the radio program, then you can do that also, and we'd appreciate it. If you need to give me a call, 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Maybe you'd like to go back and listen to programs from the past, been on the radio a long time, and you can go to itsgospeltime.com, www.itsgospeltime.com, and you can find programs and some sermons from the past, and you might enjoy that. Also, email itsgospeltime, three words, itsgospeltime. Put them all together, itsgospeltime, @yahoo.com. And either way, we'd sure love to hear from you. Well, let me encourage you to be in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, and practicing church every chance you get. And we believe, or I believe, that the end of time is getting close, so it's very, very important to be in that right relationship with God. I mean, it's more than just, well, I think I was saved when I was a kid. He wants a relationship with his people, and it's very important to do that. And there's going to be things that we may face that we can't imagine, couldn't get through it without him. So being a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, practicing church. All right, we're going to look into the book of Nehemiah chapter 9. Going to back up to the first part of verse 28 and finish out the chapter. Alexander Scorby's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testifiedst against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly, and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testifiest against them by thy Spirit in thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the land. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keepest covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that hath come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against them. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day. And for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it.
When I'm tossed on life's sea, and the waves cover me, dark clouds won't let the sunshine through, and a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day, don't allow the storm to hide sweet heaven's view. Cause you got one more valley, one more hill, and you got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, maybe one more mile to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile through your fears. hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way, 'twill be worth it all someday, for it all will be over after a while. You got one more valley, one more hill, and you got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, maybe one more mile to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. One more curve in life's road, maybe one more mile to go, where you can lay down your heavy load when you get home. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home.
Oh yeah, just one more valley. That is the Porch Light Trio, made up of Woody Wright, Michael Sykes, and David Ponder, and that was also recorded several years ago. Well, I'm going back in time again. This is the Jody Brown Indian Family, and these folk did a mighty fine job when they were singing. They have disbanded as a singing group, but mighty fine folk, and I want you to listen as they sing one for you. Said, "He's my rock."
Of sin and promises broken, there's a refuge for the soul in the house of my Father. Goodness and mercy never change. There is one friend I can always count on. He will never leave me, this I know. Jesus, my Lord, the rock of all ages is his name.
He's my rock.
He's my rock. He's my living stone. My firm foundation, my anchor in far above the world of sinking sand. I faith I'm living in a promised land. On the word of Christ, my Savior, I'm standing.
He's my rock.
He's my rock. In this battle with Satan, I may tremble. Many times I feel so all alone. But when I look to Jesus, all of my doubts and fears are gone. Sorrows may bow, they never break me. When I'm weak, still I am strong. Nothing can shake this eternal rock I'm leaning on.
He's my rock.
He's my rock. He's my living stone. My firm foundation, my anchor in the storm. Far above the world of sinking sand, my faith I'm living in a promised land. On the word of Christ, my Savior, I'm standing.
He's my rock.
The Jody Brown Indian Family from out of the past, He's My Rock. They were from over around Robbinsville, North Carolina. Well, we're going to take a little short break. Following the break, come right back in, have you some more great gospel music. Stay around. We'll be back right after this.